so high. I've been to outer space, look down at planet Earth and see all the human race. I'd catch a view from God's perspective, ask a question. Like, why would he be sending us his only begotten son? Look at all the people killing, spilling the blood of their brother. We'd be mean to each other, we'd hate our sister, father, mother. Really now, do you think we deserve it? Are we worth it? I mean, you and I be doing things which are sin, and that's definite. Is there really anybody, somebody who's never sinned? Although you may be genuine, homie, you still corrupt within. Masculine or feminine, we're all immersed in sin. On our own, we just can't win, and so we must be born again. I heard enough people say, basically I'm a good person. Well, the scriptures rips you up and point you out to be the worst one. You are the in the hearse one, and that's because the first one had to grapple with an apple. He and his wife became perverse ones. We come from a lineage of mutiny in this bounty. Rebellious, we'd be defiant with revolution to surmount. G, the supreme deity, becomes a public enemy, and we'd be taking his good gifts with no intention of reciprocity. So if he were to say, I've had it up to here with mankind, wiped us off the face of earth with not a memory to remind, then we'd be getting what we deserve, and that may serve to unnerve this cocky sinner within ya, who thinks we're graded on the curve. To pass in God's class, you need 110%. Perfection's only an election, there's no free will to repent. So believe you get by with some help from a friend. Jesus Christ was perfect for you, now his righteousness extends to you and all your crew. So he can look at you, and with all your sins atoned for, he'll give your life anew. Believe it when you hear it, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. God's riches at Christ's expense equals undeserved merit, more than 24 karat. There's just no other way to wear it. Understand it's the Spirit who makes his sons who'll inherit. Yeah, the kingdom and the castle, no more a dirty rascal driving down on streets of gold. Instead of streets of asphalt, I'm all aboard on this ride. Cruise on down the boulevard, join the other sisters, brothers, singing praises to the Lord. We were wretched but embracing, now this is taking place. The sweetest sound is lost but found, Jesus Christ is hardcore grace. Son, the Holy Spirit, the I Am, the three in one, our Trinity, no question of divinity. I'd like to send a shout out because of what he's given me. I'd like to say what's up to my Father up in heaven. Thanks to all my many sins have now been forgiven. So now I'm clean, 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 clean before my Lord. I'm gonna study and read and get down upon his word. A change of heart, a new start. Yeah, that's what he gave me, even though I didn't deserve it. Yo, it never ceased to amaze me that even when I was a sinner, thinking that I was a winner, just a spiritual beginner, the devil had me for dinner. Jesus Christ so loved me then. He considered me his friend. He laid down his life for me and gave me life which will not end. It's called the everlast, and it will hold you fast. Just believe you are in need of it. That's the important thing to grasp. And lift your hands up to heaven and tell the Lord you've sinned. Take a deep breath, inhale the holy wind, and lift your head up, my son, and finish strong in this race. He's coming back for all his kids. Say, by amazing grace. Amen.